The property crime spree that plagued Sackville and surrounding areas through the summer and fall calmed down in November and December, according to RCMP Sergeant Paul Gagne, presenting to Sackville Town Council last month. Gagne was before council to present the Sackville Detachment's quarterly report, analyzing the 370 calls it documented in the three-month period.
Especially in the summer and September, October, we're quite busy with break-ins and thefts, not only in Sackville, but the whole area in Southeast District. We had a lot of, and the public was generally aware of what I would consider a bit of a spree, especially over the last year. We had a lot of calls, people calling in, suspicious things, so.
But things took a turn for the better in early winter, said Gagne.
Thefts and property crime in general went down in December, November a little bit, in December quite a bit, and January continues a little bit on the downward trend compared to last year.
That said, the RCMP report covering October to December showed that theft under $5,000 and break-and-enter cases doubled compared to the same time period the previous year. There were 10 break-and-enters and 28 thefts under $5,000 investigated through the Sackville Detachment from October to December 2021. Gagne told council that it was his impression that the majority of property crime was due to drug use and dependence on illegal supplies of drugs.
I've spoken before about what I think, that's my opinion, is driving a lot of the property crime is dependence and abuse of drugs, crystal meth specifically.
But the RCMP quarterly report noted that only one drug charge was issued from October to December 2021 for possession. The previous year, there was one trafficking charge. Gagne also noted high numbers of mental health-related calls, which increased since last year. He also noted that other calls can be attributed to mental health concerns, but those do not necessarily show up in the statistics as such.
The fact that Mental Health Act investigations are highlighted as number three is a good indicator on how much mental health is a contributing factor in our demands for our calls for service and our overall calls for all kinds of stuff. So I think the town and government's recognizing the mental health as an important thing, and I think I would encourage the fact that I think we need to look at that more and more as a society, for sure.
That was RCMP Sergeant Paul Gagne speaking at Sackville Town Council on February 7th.